Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Artist Log with Wise Minds, Yosemite C. Lodge Jr. Tonight our topic is going to be about the loving mind. Call in and share your experiences with us on Wise Mind Radio Show with myself, Gigi Adams-Evans, and of course the magnificent modern philosopher, Mr. Tino Lodge Jr. We're here from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're looking for you to call in at 646-200-3817. So we'll be here with your questions, with your concerns, and also with information that you'd like to share with us and our audience. We're globally listened to every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode. I hope everyone is doing fine. I'd like to say hello to everyone that's listening in, my family, friends, support, and, of course, all the new people that are listening in. I wish everyone well, and I hope that your day went especially good for you and your evening will be equally as good. Tonight, as I mentioned, we're going to be talking about the loving mind, but as you all know, that every Wednesday night is about bullying. That main topic, and of course our subtopics, Tito will carry and cover as we go along. So the learned child is here tonight, so I hope that you can understand me, and I wish everybody well. So how are you doing tonight, Tito?
Hi, Gigi. I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm great. Just a little scratchy throat tonight, but I'm good.
Cool. Well, as and while we are feeling good, feeling well, and I like to get going by first, dedicate this show to the supreme power energies of love and life through which we have come to be, and to each and every one of its creations. That is starting with everyone listeners to the show tonight, live, and those who and their families who will be listening to it from our archive. We are very happy for the honored for the opportunity to be the one being chosen to do this kind of work for the development and evolutions of love and life energies through us. Thank you so very much. And I'm ready to get rolling.
Yeah. Let's ready to rumble.
There we go. Ready to get rumble.
But let me say
Go ahead.
Let me say this before we get started. We're asking, and I have put out also emails, to people that are interested in being a guest on the show, just email me. It's really simple. It's Gwendolyn, G-W-E-N-D-O-L-Y-N, 1160-1160 at att.net. That's Gwendolyn, 1160 at att.net. We would love to interview you. I'm reaching out to everyone that would love to be a guest featured on the show, and let's get acquainted with each other. So please send us emails. And also for counseling, you can go to Tito Lange, T-I-T-O-L-A-N-G-E, at yahoo.com for personal private counseling, and also www.wisemindevelopment.org for Tito's books, Wise Mind and Who Are We? All right, Tito, I've gotten all that out, so let's get ready to rumble.
There we go. Thank you so very much. Well, to get started with the lecture on the topic of the show tonight, which is the loving mind, I like to start by saying this, the approach of this show topic for tonight is one from energy. Love has been the term love has been disfigured by so many and from so many places around the globe as to whatever each person wanted to be. However, this the love we're talking about is energy, because the mind is energy. This is a show that is designed to educate all minds to the universal relativity theory of the mind and all universal energy wisdom. Because the mind can be invented and reinvented, most every mind can become a loving one. That is, if the wisdom to do so is available to them. For that, I will say, yes, the wisdom is available today. Where? Through wise minds. You can go, and we encourage you to always visit our website, www.wisemindevelopment.org. Wisemindevelopment is one word, .org. And what you are searching for, what we all have been searching for, as far as universal wisdom of the mind, all in, those informations are, I mean, there are plenty of informations in the website. And of course, yes, you can always contact me. And I will, when you're ready to do work, to learn, to engage in journey of exploring, to discover your own energies, give me a call. I will be happy to consult with you. And my vision and our vision is to see that this is the vision of Wise Mind Radio Show also. We are in existence to educate all minds to love universal wisdom. Why universal wisdom? Because each mind is a unique one. We offer universal wisdom because we intend that it is universal, because it, to me, this has been the wrong thing, practice of teaching going on in the world for so many decades. This, you are being forced to understand what someone else is understand in the way that this person understand it, this or that person understood it. It is, that is wrong. You are not an animal on a farm at 6 o'clock every cow to come home. No, you're not a cow. You want to watch the sunset? Well, that's 7:30, 8 o'clock. That's when you come home. And you are being, I know from personal experience, you are being led this way. It is so. Whomsoever the lazy mind it is to control your physical life. No one can control your mind. That is no one else except you. And thoughts, yeah, you. And thoughts that you allow your mind to nurture. Love, there are two. You can approach love. Okay, there are two. I forgot, my goodness, like a term, just version. There are two versions of love. One is universal energies. And it is that love, universal energy. It is through which life has come to be. And it is it that creates all universe and everything that are in existence within every one of those universes. So this is many of us, including me, I call it God. That's my God. And there is also the version of love, which is love, human energy. This love energy, it is our mind to create and cultivate it within our core. Our mind would not be able to create and cultivate love, human energy, if that mind is not also is not influenced by love, universal wisdom, by love, universal wisdom. A mind that is not being, that is not influenced by love, universal wisdom, by universal love, energy, wisdom, is one that is being bullied all the time. Of course, yes, and usually is the one that takes their own frustrations on innocent bystanders, because they cannot handle it, and they're not on their own, unfortunately. They're not even made, many minds that are being bullied because of their detachment or disconnections with their own being. They don't even know that. They just are being, they're never satisfied with anything. Also, everybody's getting all the jobs and we don't have any job. You give them a job, 2 days later, let me call sick so I can watch the game. They ask, but they don't know what they want. When regardless how much you give to them, usually they cannot create, because creation is the ability of a mind that can explore. Before we can create anything at the human level, it had to be reasoned through in the mind. At the being level, it has to be reasoned through, vision through. You need to be able to already see the picture of it, the energy picture of it, then you can begin the physical world work that will convert it into a physical fact. And unfortunately, this is one reason why so many minds are being bullied. They are frustrated, and those are the ones that bullies others. So I'm passing the mic to Gigi for what she, this is the first quarter of the show, if she's got, to hear what she's got to say to us. And please don't go away. I'll be right back. Thank you. Gigi.
All righty. Thank you. You're listening to Wise Mind Radio Show. John Sennett, Yoshito Lange, and myself, radio host, Gigi Adams. You know that we're talking about spiritual consciousness. Renew yourself. It's important to know that consciousness creates reality, and that reality that you create will gain a lot of attention yourself or for people around you. Make no mistake, consciousness has been for some time studied by so many people's theology. But on this show, you'll get the correlated, you may be correlated to thinking that, oh, well, this is just like any other show. No, it's not. This show is a show about the way that Tito puts it down, plain on paper, to let you hear about his conclusions, his studies, his research, talking to other people all across the map, you know, doctors and people of physicians and all kinds of in the spiritual realm, spiritual consciousness. So, I regard consciousness as a fundamental part of my life, and it's a derivative from everything else that I do. So we cannot get behind in consciousness. Everything that we talk about tonight on this show, everything that we regard as existing postulates of consciousness, is very important to formulate the laws of everything about ourselves and learn how we can renew ourselves. Now, I'm going to play a sound for a moment. I'm going to get some water, and we'll be back. Tito and I will be back in just a moment. Enjoy the sound, and we'll be right back. You all have a wonderful evening. That was a nice little piece. I love piano background music, and that was always on my mind by the O'Neill Brothers group. I am listening to all the wonderful songs that we have. We're back again. This is Evans, your radio host for Wise Mind with Jansenia C. Lodge, Jr., and you're listening live. We're on the air live from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Central Time. We're looking forward to your presence and hope that you call in 646-200-3817. Now back to you, Tito.
Thank you very much, Gigi. Mm-hmm. And thanks to everyone who had been holding on to the keeping the their telephone or PC connected with the show during the break. I like to share something with you in continuation to the show title. It was last Thursday. That's when the inspirations for the show topic. And the show topic came to me, the loving mind. And my mind started receiving inspirations on it and putting thoughts together. It wasn't until Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday night, there was that's when it dawned on me that on Tuesday would be Valentine's Day. And because when the thought comes through originally, I thought that I was going to speak about love, the universal energy, the one that we always share. And then when I find out that it was going to be Valentine's Day, and within seconds, it also opened up to me that, well, there are so many minds that are confused about what love, human energy is. And they make mistakes. I mean, there are some, I mean, of course, yes, fatal mistakes as well. And I continue to let the flow of those thoughts to come through. I, of course, yes, I analyze everything as they are coming through, but I had not written down anything. And usually I don't, because I don't like to speak from notes on the show. I mean, of course, yes, there would be one or two phrases of something very important that, like I would say, the key phrases I would write down. But if I have three of them, that's a lot. But anyway, I find that it is, and that is the reason why tonight's show topic is the loving mind that refer to human love energy. And part two will be next week. The universal energy of love. They are, yes, love, but remember that any energy that our mind creates during its journey on earth as human, it is human energy. And those are that's the only thing that when you can take with you, those are the only assets that is yours for eternity. And that hopefully, I would not go beyond that to say how it works or anything like that, because my goal is not to tell you what it does for me, but you to discover how love, universal energy, and life can do with you and together with you and for you if you are, if your mind is connected with their energy. So,
okay, Tito, I'll interrupt you for one moment. We have a caller, a brief caller, that wanted to give you a message right quick so you can continue. Go ahead, caller.
I'm listening at your show. I love your show. You have a lot of detail and a lot of in-depth conversations. And you're very, very good at it, and keep it up, and I love you much.
All right. Thank you. And you are? What is your name, sir?
I'm Ron.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so very much, and thank you. That is great. My dear friend, I'm someone, anytime, anyone would knock on my door, you'll find I will receive you with respect, honor, and also encouragement. And that's very nice of you to say those nice words, kind words to us about the work that we are doing. And thank you so much for the support. Yes. Relationship and love energies are not the same. Relationship between a man and a woman, or intimacy, I'm sorry, intimacy and love. No, one is energy, the other one is instant gratification. One doesn't go beyond the human level, and the other one starts and stays at the being level. Yes, if you are in an intimacy relationship with another person, and cultivating it through your cultivation of that connection, oh yeah, it will grow. It will grow, and many other energies can be cultivated for the character of the partner. But there is no love at the first sight or anything like that. Those are human, sorry, exaggerations of what love is to be based on emotion. That is none. Love is an energy, and this is the energy that we ought to use for everything that we do, based on the fact that in love, with love, and through love, all is possible. I have heard and seen in the, from Monday through, was it last night, Valentine's Day? I don't even remember, because it hurts me much more than it does something to me, because I know that what is being taught or repeating on television and everywhere has nothing to do with what love is from an energy. And it is, that's the only thing that I know about love. It is energy. And the more that you cultivate it, you nurture it, the stronger it gets. And those energies, they don't fade away. Oh, yeah. You can walk away from an intimate relationship, no problem, and everything just drop right there like an egg and spill all over the place. But that's not the way, you cannot do that with love. so many young minds. I mean, all minds. I'm not saying just young people that because of lacking of human experience in intimate relationship that makes mistakes. Adult, everybody does. You find that in all ages, all age categories. And it hurts. We are Wise Mind, Wise Mind Radio Show, and the vision of Wise Mind Radio Show is to educate all minds to universal, not only to the universal relativity theory of the mind, which to enable each mind to learn how to protect themselves through the wisdom, universal wisdom that we teach them, but mainly to stimulate all minds through inspiration, so those minds can become activated at the being level as well. Intimacy is something, comes and goes. Oh, yeah, it comes and goes. And I'm speaking authentically with you about that. The need for intimacy is a physical one. And the minute you're done with it, but now what is left? Nothing. That's when argument starts. And I don't want anyone, any person to continue to suffer as much as I know many has, because they misunderstood or they learned the wrong thing, the wrong lessons about love. Love is energy. The reason why I said at the end of the first segment that a mind that is not also influenced by wisdom of love is one that is being bullied. Of course, yes, it has to be frustrated. Yes, because it is confined within not even a square foot within miles and miles, within square miles. There is not too much going on at the human level for the human being, except what you create. If your mind cannot create, meaning create our lifestyle for you, create understandings, do research. I'm not talking about go to Google and ask Google what Google says. No, it's good to do that. Oh, yeah. Also, it's not your first and the only source of information. You are to educate your mind to wisdom that will enable your mind to and protect your mind along the journey of exploring and discovering its own, what is its own unique approach to universal wisdom of love, so those wisdom can guide and guard your mind as you are going through that journey, so you don't make fatal mistakes or any mistakes at all. It's not that hard, my dear friend. It is not that hard at all. You only need to know what you are doing, and not only in order to do that, you need consultation. And that's why I offer consultations. When you're ready to begin your journey in cultivating love, human energy, let me know. I will consult with you. One time will be plenty. One time will be plenty to get you to understand what you are. Have a talk with you, and I encourage you to read, especially Wise Mind ebook. You'll find it in my website, wisemindevelopment.org. I'm sorry, wisemindevelopment, one word, .org. You will find the Wise Mind ebook. You can order it directly from the publisher, which is smashword.com. Look it up. It's not this. You need that to keep your mind stimulated. You need this book. Not because I wrote it, but the content of it and the impact it has been having on minds from around the globe. Not around the globe. It doesn't cost much more money. Well, under $5. And the price stays at this level, not because I don't know money, but it's because there is a spiritual responsibility that I have to do my best for the wisdom of love, the universal wisdom of love, to reach every mind and all minds. And that is the reason why this ebook is available on all ebook format. Smashword.com, you'll find it. And by the way, I don't remember to have display my gratitude, DJ and I, to display our gratitude to any and every one of you who are supporting the show with financial donations. It is because of your donation that we are able to stay in the air and transforming lives. We need that. No, we welcome your donation, your financial donation, regardless of how much it is. You know, regardless how much. Do it because union is power. I mean, there are... many, oh my goodness, without encouragement, we wouldn't be here. But however, we need money to pay the bills. Yes, we do. We need money to pay the bills so we can stay in the air, continue to write books through which to share with you additional wisdom that it's important for you to understand as you will be going on you will be starting your journey in creating, in learning and creating your love energy. I want you to know everything that I do know. And everything, the way that I learn is the same way that I like you to learn. I learn from universal wisdom. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you who encourage me, encourage Gigi in encouraging the show, because I'll tell you what, it is so helpful. Every time that I get a note from any friend or support her on Twitter, by the way. You can tweet us during the show at GG1016, or you can tweet me too at Papacito, PAPACITO 1955. Tweet in your questions. Don't hold on to the question. There are reasons for them. We want to have dialogue with you. We want you to be part of it. This show is for our minds. Yes, I'm prepared for it and with the show topic, but you know the show title is Bullying the Solution. Why bullying the solution? Because I have created an educational solution to stop bullying and suicide practices, which I have been testing for the past 24 years with by sending articles and other writings on the universal relativity theory of the mind to everyone. I mean, university professors, colleagues, philosophers, psychologists, etc. And they all give thumbs up. So my educational solution to stop bullying and suicide practices is reliable. And that is what I am promoting and sharing with everyone. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. You may, if it is not you, you may know someone who is being bullied and not aware of it. You can help this person. Thank you so very much. We're going to go to the second show. To the second break, and please stay with us. And call in the show, 646-200-3817. Talk with us, get into the conversation, okay? See you after the break. Take care, bye. Gigi.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Wise Mind Radio Show. And at this particular time, I'm going to give out some information about some advertisements from people. And we encourage you to finish your advertisements. We do have a form to fill out if you'd like to for a small donation. But these are some of my colleagues that really we do piggybacks on each other. So, of course, I'm going to go ahead and give out that information. That's Mr. Franz Ace of Metalton Music Records, Lust Covenant Records, and he's a music promoter. And he works with a lot of different artists, and he does a lot of different things with those artists. And also Mr. Kenny Fuller, who is with Euphorium Records. He also is a music promoter in his own right, and he's in New York City. So if you have music and you'd like to have them to look at it, you can look them up, Franz Ates, FranzAtes, or Kenny Fuller, KennyFuller. Those are my colleagues in networking with all the time, and so we piggyback off of each other. And also Miss Arlene Brown Mitchell of the Arlene Brown TV Network, who is also a radio host for her show, her own radio show, NGRA Radio, this new generation of artists, recording artists, that's NGRA. And, of course, if you want to travel, you can go to her website, Majestic Rose. That's Majestic Rose on YouTube, or you can just type in your browser, Majestic Rose, for travel discounts anywhere you want to go in the United States, and I'm sure globally as well. That's, again, the Majestic Rose with Ms. Arlene Brown. And don't forget to listen to a radio show, The Artist Loft, on Monday nights, where we have different versions of different topics also. So
Same number, different day, different time, 7 to 8:30 p.m. So give us a call, and we're going to get back to the show because we only have, like, maybe 15 more minutes into the show, and I want to get Tito back. We're talking about love energy tonight, and also one of my favorite topics is about the balance of consciousness and how it creates reality. So Tito is talking about that tonight, and we have to understand the extent of our connections in our world and in the external world above us as far as connecting with spiritual energies to help us to move about, to renew ourselves, revamp ourselves in life and on a collective level. So back to you, Tito.
Thank you so very much, Gigi. And thank you to everyone who is listening. Again, in love, with love, and through love, all is possible. How can our mind cultivate and nurture, and where is this love being lodged? Well, to create love, the mind that will be engaged in this activity is one that is to be, that will need to be guided and guarded by love, universal wisdom. The equation of the universal relativity theory of the mind, which I discovered, is W plus D as in dog equal B as in boy, translated as wisdom plus decision equal behavior. This is a very basic theory of the mind that I've been using for so long, for decades. I created self-development wisdom education. I created character development wisdom education. And many other forms of education for individuals. And now I am promoting the latest, which is Wise Mind. Bullying the solution. Well, I can't even keep up with them. Bullying the solution. The solution to stop bullying is one from education. Why? Because punishment do not deter mentality practice. It's been tried for 5,000-10,000 years. Punishing human being means nothing if you want them to correct a mentality practice. Suicide is a human mentality practice. Bullying is what everybody do. Just about everybody does that. I mean, I am allergic to it. No, I'm serious. I'm very allergic. I become allergic to bullying. Even the thought of it can cause my skin to generate hives. I'm serious. There is no reason for it. It is still happening and get to the point where our brothers and sisters in the community are committing suicide because of it. That's because within the community, yes, we do not have leaders of human beings making decisions on you, on behalf of human beings. You cannot have any other forms or character of leaders except human beings to make decisions on behalf of human beings. This is why they're mistreating us. And we don't care about them. They were not supposed to make decisions on behalf of human beings, on human beings' behalf. Don't you realize in many places, not only here in America, it is leftover money that is being used for education, for not even self-development with some education. You are educated so you can get to work, do the kind of work that they expect you to be doing, and pay taxes. And whatever the day that you don't pay, they throw in jail. You're nothing, you're a number. Should you were to be intentionally wanted to grow up as human being, you would have been raised as human being and by leaders of human being, your mom, dad, they would be educated to human being leadership. So regardless mistakes you make, they will approach any situations with you and around you and on your behalf from a human being approach. No child should have been raised without the wisdom of respect rooted within them by the time that they are teenagers. If it is not happening yet, that's because leaders that are making educational decisions on behalf of human beings should not be the ones doing that. They could be good doing other things. Oh yeah, there are so many things in our community that need individuals with experience in doing them, making sure the sewers are working well, transportation, etc. But you cannot take a leader of transportation or whatever and give that person an authority that this person should have known to categorically say no. Because that's not what he or she knows. But that's what we have. It doesn't have to continue like that. Your children today, in fact, I'm going to encourage you to read Wise Mind ebook. You can get it from the publisher smashwords.com, and in my website you will see my other seven, the first published of my other seven book series. Title is Who Are We? Self-development. Self-development is not physical development. Oh, it's part of physical development, is part of self-development. But self-development I'm speaking about at this point is your energies. It is so wrong to raise children as a community without wisdom of respect rooted within them as a child. Pardon? Oh, okay. Yeah, with wisdom of respect rooted within them. As children, they learn from watching and observing the way that mom and dad, as leader of the family, the decisions they make, etc., that are being guided by wisdom of respect. And they share with you discipline and manners of respect. Because remember, bullying is an act of absence of respect on the part of those who perpetrated that act. Yeah, honesty as well. There are so many energies that to form the collective energy existence of each person, which is what we call self. When we put, when I put my hands on my chest and say myself, I am presenting me as the majesty of my own existence. I have the support of every one of my energies. So I say myself, I will do this. Myself, no. This is not the right thing to do. It is not human. It doesn't reflect respect for who I am and for mankind. Because no one's gonna stay here forever. We're here to experience a physical journey. For some of us, because we have to have a physical body, the journey is very short. Anyway, thank you so much. I'm gone. We come to the end of the show. It's about 2 minutes left, and for sure that Gigi will have more to say before the end of the show. So I thank everyone for tuning in. And next week, the show topic is Loving Mind Part 2. And at this, please tune in and invite friends to listen to the show with you. And remember to make financial donations to keep the show in the air. We need your help. Everyone does. Thank you very much. Gigi, have a good night.
Thank you, Tito, and everyone, we wish you to have a good night also. And remember that you can call in to 646-200-3817. And please remember that Tito's teachings are important about teaching about life and the factors of consciousness and spiritual energy. And it's associated with the creation of your own reality. So this is very important because this means that you have an opportunity to change within. The change within brings about a new you, a new look at life, a new way to handle everything. We talked about bullying just a little bit tonight, but we know that bullying is a part of our reality in real life because it happens every day, even right now as we speak. So are you observing and perceiving and acting from your heart, from a place of love? And if you are, this program really did you some good tonight, I believe. So learn how to diffuse the hate and anger within yourself. Find a place for peace. All of these factors are associated with consciousness, as Tito is lecturing and teaching on each of the shows. With your observation, we would like for you to call in 646-200-3817, or you can tweet us. Tito is Papacito, P-A-P-A-C-I-T-O, on Twitter. Papacito, 1955, and myself, Gigi, 1015, on Twitter. And I'd also like to say thank you to Mr. Ron, who called in and said he was listening to the show. He did let me know that he was driving, and he's driving a truck. He's a truck driver, and he was listening in on his band radio, whatever that may be, but thank you, Mr. Ron, for calling in and listening and letting us know that you are supporting us. We do ask for donations, as Tito has asked, And you can make those donations to Tito Lange, TITOLANGE, @yahoo.com. Thank you again. It's 8 o'clock, and we hope that you have a wonderful evening. God bless you all. Tito?
Yes, Gigi. Again, my dear friends, thank you for tuning in tonight, and we look forward to be with you next Wednesday night with another episode of Wise Minds Radio Show. Bullying is a solution. Be safe and be healthy. Take care.
Yes.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Tito. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Gigi.
Good night.
Good night.